If you walk into a place where there is a pool and you say, I know there is a pool in this hotel because I can smell the chlorine, you're wrong. That's not chlorine you're smelling. You're smelling a chemical called chloramine. And chloramine is produced when the chlorine reacts with nitrogen, containing chemicals like sweat and urine. So what you're smelling is other people's effluvia. That's what you're smelling. A really good chlorinated pool that is well balanced doesn't have a smell. It's a nice clean odor. There is almost no odor at all. But when you smell that chlorine smell that we associate with pools, you are smelling other people's mistakes. I remember a case, I think it was 91, where 23 people developed Legionnaire's disease just from walking by a jacuzzi exhibit in a mall. Yes, an exhibit. That's how dangerous it could get back then. In my occupation, when you have to speak about how all these small things matter, you better want to be a storyteller, if you work with this many people at least. It makes them like you more, and they'll listen a whole lot better. Of course, you can't abandon the facts, keep the facts straight, but staying on that frequency that people can follow, that's pretty important. Cosmetics is especially tedious. You're up against so much there. It's tough explaining dangers and drawbacks when nobody wants to listen. They're just making too much money with it all. Slow aging and so on, that's just well done concept, not facts. And when you talk about concepts, you have to talk about people, and they have their problems, for sure. Even harder is getting to the facts. When they started sending me to Chevilly, which is this little town in France just outside of Paris, to look at what they were doing in the laboratories there, I was barely allowed anywhere. It was a lot of waiting around and handing out cigarettes so they'd let me have a look into their water containers. Sometimes I gotta talk to journalists. This one time they asked me, "What's your routine? And what makes you feel most accomplished?" I told them I use the squeeze machine every morning, and that's it for my routine. It's just great, I love it. It's this relaxed feeling of being held. It makes you have nice thoughts. I close my eyes when I'm in there, and I really start wondering where I am. And you know, if I am.